Good Thursday. Today is January the 15th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, this is the time of year we have a lot of meetings, and the OSU Extension beef team is no different. They have a series of winter meetings and webinars. We're going to visit with Garth Ruff and learn a little bit more about those meetings and what you can expect when you sign up. All that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm joined this morning by Garth Ruff. Garth, we want to talk about a lot of beef programming going on with OSU Extension this year, and probably one that I think is the flagship of what you guys do, Beef 509. If you can, maybe just a brief description of what that program is and how folks can get involved.
Yeah, Beef 509 is a really unique program hosted by the Ohio Beef Council. We bring folks on the campus for 2 days, evaluate some fed cattle, talk about fed cattle selection, finish, how value translates in the marketplace, all the way through to the beef cuts. Participants get a chance to go into the meat lab and fabricate some beef. We'll talk about grid pricing, budgets, everything that goes along with the feedlot side of beef production.
I think for folks that haven't participated in it before, truly the hands-on nature of that class is probably one of the best things. I know it's probably been close to 20 years ago since I participated in it, and I've only heard positive comments ever since that time as well for anybody that attends.
Yeah, I think it's a real high-impact program. It gives producers a chance to dive into the next level to understand, you know, not only fed cattle production, but the beef side of the business, you know, all the way down through merchandising the retail cuts.
Sure. Yeah. Regardless of the size of your operation, I think it's definitely a benefit. We also want to talk a little bit about a winter webinar series you guys have going on. A number of different, programs or content areas within that. Why don't you talk a little bit about that for us?
Yeah, we started these winter webinar series back in COVID times and have had good reception. This year, the format's a little bit different. We're going to go every other Thursday night. Actually starting tonight with a dairy beef feeder program, more geared towards that 4-H audience, you know, talk about the health and nutrition of those calves. But then go every other Thursday night and jump into topics that are applicable, whether you're cow-calf producer, stocker producer, or on the feedlot side of things. We got a really good lineup of OSU speakers, Haley Linder's new beef nutrition faculty there in the Department of Animal Science. We're excited to have her. And several other folks as we cover things from hay quality challenges. We know the last couple of years have been tough in that realm. Haley's going to talk about mineral for beef cows. We'll talk about bulls and economics as well.
Yeah, a lot of good content there. And easiest just to go to the website, go.osu.edu/beefschool26. All the information can be found there. We've also got some other programs really going on. In addition, these are more in-person type programs and probably one that a lot of folks would be familiar with, the BQA or Beef Quality Assurance, both certifications and recertifications. Talk a little bit about that program and the importance of it and what folks should know.
Yeah, here in Ohio, we have a pretty robust BQA program. I serve as one of the state coordinators for that, and our county extension folks do a bulk of the training across the state. We got over 30 trainers located across the state of Ohio. Remember, that's a 3-year certification from the time that the producer last did it, and if they're needing a certification here in 2026, the best way to find those trainings is to go to our events calendar at the beef.osu.edu website.
I see you've got coming up a beef cattle feedlot school. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we've actually got 3 of those programs. We're going to be evening programs in Northwest Ohio and at OSU Newark at the Northwest Ag Research Station there February 16th. And then the same program in Newark the following week, February 23rd. We're going to talk about how good of a feedstuff corn is and how nutrient impacts and fertility in the field impact corn as a feedstuff. Dr. Linder is going to be there as well, talk about some alternative fiber, as cover crops and cereal grains become more viable options in the winter. How can we implement those in feedlot diets? So those are kind of the evening programs. We're going to have a daytime program February 10th at OARDC in Worcester and really hone in on TMR diets, right? Are we feeding a single diet, or are we feeding multiple versions of the same diet? So talk about feed mixing, feed ingredients. We'll have some beef outlook at that one as well.
Sounds like some great information. And yeah, obviously the consistency there, very important when you look at day-to-day herd health. Well, Garth, if folks are interested in learning more, what's a good website they can go to?
beef.osu.edu. That's the landing page for OSU Extension Beef Team.
Great. Thanks again for all the information and all your work. Again, joining me today, Garth Ruth with OSU Extension. He is our beef specialist. Garth, have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Dusty.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, cattle producers have several considerations as they protect their livestock from the extreme cold weather conditions that are out there this winter. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
Arctic blast across several parts of the country during the first weeks of the winter season. Cow producers have several things to consider in keeping their livestock protected and healthy. Carl Hoppe of North Dakota State University Extension says perhaps priority.
Cattle do not like wind.
They do not like it even more than cold or snow. So a windbreak, any kind of windbreak, is essential.
Whether it be a tree or multiple trees or windbreak made out of trees, or it might be a barn or windbreak fence, whether it be made out of wood at 20% porosity or whether it's steel. And if they don't have a windbreak, they'll probably use a hay bale or anything, or even maybe their friend that they'll stand next to, and that friend will be a windbreak. And you'll notice cattle actually on a cold, windy day will end up lined up next to each other trying to keep the wind off each other.
Also of importance, access to plenty of water.
Frozen waters really do have a big effect on cattle performance, because once the water freezes and they quit drinking, they quit eating at the same time.
Whether it's manual chopping of ice in water troughs to give cattle H2O access, or
heat your element either below the water bowl or actually an element that's in the water bowl that turns on and off based on the temperature of the water to help keep your water from freezing up. There might be propane or coal-fired type things or wood-fired type burners that can be submerged in larger tanks to try to keep the water from freezing up.
When it comes to feed, greater energy content is needed to combat Arctic weather conditions.
This isn't just adequate feed the day of the event. This is adequate feed months before the event. We'd like to have some body conditions, some fat on the cow, so they can draw on that. Fat actually acts like some insulation too. So if we have that extra condition on the animal, they can weather these storms quite well.
Proper bedding can also help keep cattle warm and protected.
They like to have an area that's soft. They like to have an area that's got some comfort between hard snow or frozen ice or just frozen ground to lay on. They'll seek that out. And if you wonder about how much bedding it takes to bed down a cow, quickly look at about 5 to 7 pounds of bedding per head per day. It only needs to be a few inches deep. It just needs to be adequate enough, 2-3 inches deep, 4 inches deep, so the cattle have a place to lay down on.
With straw and corn stover among bedding materials, I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.